نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders and friends, in our last discussion, we discussed the Battle of Hunain. Hunain is the name of a place close to Makkatul Mukarramah. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkatul Mukarramah, the two powerful tribes in Hunain, the tribe of Thaqif and Hawazin, they thought that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now going to attack them. They thought, instead of waiting for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to attack them, they should rather attack Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. They came with a powerful army of 20,000 people. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, with 12,000 of them, they went towards Hunain. We discussed, initially they were a defeat. Thereafter, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave victory to the Muslimin. After the Battle of Hunain, there were some people that fled to Awtas. It's a valley in Hunain which we discussed last week. And today, very, very briefly, we shall discuss the Battle of Ta'if. Ta'if is also a name of a valley or a name of a place close to Makkatul Mukarramah in and around Hunain. Many people from the tribe of Thaqif and Hawazin, when they were defeated, they fled and they went away to Ta'if. The leader of the tribe of Hawazin, his name was Malik ibn Auf, he also went away to Ta'if. And in Ta'if, there was a very powerful fort. The tribe of Thaqif and Hawazin, they took refuge in that fort and they took with them, they made provisions for 1 year food and went and locked themselves in that fort. And around the four corners of the fort, they placed archers there so that from the top they could attack the Sahaba and the Muslimin. And in that way, many Muslims were hurt, many Muslims were wounded. On one occasion, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala told to them, why don't you come down on the ground and fight with us? So they said, what's the need for us to fight when we are comfortable in our fort? When our food finishes off and if there's a need for us to come down, then only we will come down. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a dream that there is a container of milk, a fowl or a rooster pecked into it and the milk from that container spilled. Nabi Kareem also mentioned this to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala interpreted it and he said, that looks like we are not going to conquer this fort. Nabi Kareem also then made mashwara with another sahabi, Nawfal ibn Muawiyah, and asked him, sought his advice, what should we do? The tribe of Thaqif and Hawazin have locked themselves in the fort. We've surrounded the fort for so many days and nothing seems to be happening. What should we do? So, Nawfal ibn Muawiyah, he told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sa'lab fi juhrin. It's a jackal that has hid itself in the home. In aqamta alayhi, أخصت وإن تركته لم يذرك. This jackal, it has hid itself in its home. If you wait for it, maybe you'll catch it. And if you don't wait for it, it remains in its home, it's not going to cause any harm to you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told the Sahaba, let's leave from here, let's go back to Madinah Munawwara. Sahaba told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we leave? How can we go to Medina When we have conquered the fort, we have to do something. We have to conquer this fort. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the insistence of the Sahaba, he left them. The following day, they went in war. And that day, many Sahaba were wounded. At the end of the day, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to them, let's go to Medina, let's return. Everybody kept quiet. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled to show to them, same thing I told you all yesterday. Let's return to Medina. That time you all didn't want to listen. But after you've been wounded and I'm telling you all to return to Medina, now you are quiet. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then on his way to Medina, he stopped in Ja'irana. That was the place where the booty was kept. We discussed last week in the Battle of Hunain, 6,000 people were captured, 24,000 camels, 40,000 sheep, and lots of silver and gold was also taken as booty. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Ja'irana, who waited there for a few days, and then the tribe of Hawazin, who were residing in Hunain, they, after a few days, came to Medina. They came to Ja'irana. They came in as Muslimin, they accepted Islam, and they came and requested Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to release the prisoners. So in the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the hadith is, أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَامَ حِينَ جَاءَهُ وَفْتُ حَوَازٍ Muslimin. When the tribe of Hawazin came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed the Sahaba, and he explained to them that how the tribe of Hawazin came and requested Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to release the wealth, release the prisoners. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the tribe of Hawazin, Ma'i man taroon. With me are those people that you see, that is the Sahaba. Wa ahabbu al-hadith ilayya asdaquhu. And the best of talk is the most truthful talk. فَاخْتَارُوا إِهْدَ الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ إِمَّا الصَّبْرِ وَإِمَّا الْمَالِ Choose one of the two. Either the prisoners or the wealth, the booty that we have taken away. When the tribe of Hawazin realized that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not going to give them both of it, one of the two, they requested Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to release the prisoners. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then addressed the Sahaba and told to them that, see, these people have come as Muslimin. My opinion is, release the prisoners. Those of you who want to release them voluntarily, fine. And those of you that want compensation for the prisoners, then the next time we get booty, we get prisoners, I will compensate with that. So all the Sahaba that were there, they told to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قَدْ طَيَّبْنَا ذَلِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ We all agree. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, I don't know who said yes, who said no. Go back to the representatives of your tribes and report to them. So the various tribes, they went to the representatives of the tribes and they all mentioned to the leader of the tribe that they agreed to release the prisoners. That's when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam agreed and all the people that were taken as prisoners from Hunain, they were released to the tribe of Hawazin. Most respected elders and friends, in this incident of Hunain and Ta'if, there are few important lessons for us to learn. The most important lesson, when senior people, elderly people, people with wisdom and insight, they give some advice, listen to them. Sometimes we have our own thinking, our own mind, and we want to do our own things. Not take into consideration the advice of elderly people, senior people, and people that have got wisdom in them. Here, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, let's return. There is defeat. Don't insist on fighting. The first day when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, they told him, no, we have to fight. The second day, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the same thing. But now they kept quiet and they learned only the hard way. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, repeatedly, so many advisors in the Quran Kareem, أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. Don't you listen? Don't you listen? Why don't you listen after giving advices? From this we're understanding, listening is a very important thing. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to take bay'at from the Sahaba, he says, بَايَعْنَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ. We have taken bay'at on the hand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to listen and to obey. In Isha Salah, the Imam Sahib read, إِنَّمَا يَسْتَجِيبُ الَّذِينَ يَسْمَعُونَ. Those people that listen, they are the ones that accept. And you listen with the intention of practicing. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Al-Kareem about the inmates of the fire of Jahannam in Surah Tabarak. كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَذَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَعْتِكُمْ نَزِيرٌ. When people would be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, the angels would ask them, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ? Did the warners not come to you? They would say, بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ. And then they would say, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعْ أَوْ نَعَقِلْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ سَيِّرٍ. Had we only listened, had we only understood, we would not have been from the inmates of the fire of Jahannam. And in another verse of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah says that it will be asked of kuffar, why are you in Jahannam? What has happened? Again, they will say, we didn't listen. From this, we understand listening is very, very important. And this, we do it in our everyday life. You're not well, you go to a doctor gives you advice, you have to listen to a doctor. You don't get better, it's because you didn't listen to advice of the doctor. You got a problem with your car, you go to a mechanic. You don't listen to advice of the mechanic. You don't know where you'll end up with the car. You got a legal problem. You want some advice. And the lawyer tells you what to do, how to overcome a legal challenge. You don't listen. Then you'll be putting yourself into a problem. So even in our worldly life, we look for solutions. We have to listen. So when it comes to deen and shariat, we should also listen. It is very, very important. I will just give you one anecdote and I will terminate with that. One person was fishing. He used a sardine as a bait. Now inside the water, in the ocean, there was one small fish that went to nibble on the sardine. So a big fish told to a small fish, don't eat from there. Inside that fish, inside that bait, there's a hook. You may be enjoying that fish now. I feel for you. I'm giving you advice. It is better for you. You'll suffer the consequence of what you are doing. Small fish didn't listen and kept on nibbling on the sardine until it got hooked up and the fisherman got a jerk and he jerked it out, took the fish out. Now the big fish told to a small fish, had you only listened, you wouldn't have been caught up like that. Likewise, when elderly people, senior people, they give advice and give nasihat, then don't disregard it. There's wisdom and it is some insight of theirs that they're giving some advice and nasihat. Otherwise, if we don't listen, we will suffer the consequence of that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.